Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, making headlines is a doctor has been found not guilty on 14 counts of murder when he was accused of overprescribing fentanyl to critically ill patients. Now, this was a very interesting case that a lot of people were watching. And the Ohio doctor has been acquitted. He was accused of ordering excessive amounts of painkillers that he had said was to help make people who were terminal comfortable. He said he was not necessarily trying to, you know, do euthanasia. Dr. William Husel is accused of ordering the drugs for 14 patients in the Mount Carmel health system. He was indicted in cases that involved at least 500 micrograms of the powerful painkiller fentanyl. Prosecutors said ordering such dosages for a non-surgical situation indicated an intent to end lives. Husel's attorneys argued that he was providing comfort care for dying patients and not trying to kill them. Franklin County Judge Michael Holbrook told jurors before the start of deliberations that they could also consider lesser charges of attempted murder. They deliberated for 6 days. Husel would have faced a sentence of life in prison with parole eligibility of 15 years if he was found guilty of just one count of murder for one of those 14 people. Prosecutors presented their case beginning February 22nd, put on 53 prosecution witnesses before resting their case on the 29th. This was a long case. Those witnesses included medical experts who testified that he ordered up to 20 times as much fentanyl as was necessary. They said he gave enough fentanyl to some patients that could kill an elephant. That was testified by Dr. Wes Ely, a physician and professor of medicine at Vanderbilt. Other prosecution witnesses included medical experts, Mount Carmel employees, investigators, and family members of all 14 patients. In contrast, defense lawyers had a single witness, we're being told by Daily Mail, a Georgia anesthesiologist, to testify that Husel's patients died from their medical conditions and not Husel's actions. The defense rested after one day, March 31st. The age of the patients who died ranged from age 37 to 82. The first patient death was in May 2015. The last three died in November 2018. During closing arguments on April 11th, David Zayan, an assistant Franklin County prosecutor, told jurors that regardless of how close a patient is to death, it is illegal to speed up the process. Husel's attorney, Jose Baez, said prosecutors hadn't produced a shred of evidence to back up their claims. After the verdict was shared by Judge Holbrook, the doctor's lawyer tweeted, "Justice, not guilty on all counts. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers." So he was fired by the Mount Carmel Health System in December 2018. The State Medical Board of Ohio suspended his license in January 2018. The hospital had concluded he had ordered excessive painkillers for about 36 patients who died over several years. He was initially charged with 25 murder counts, but the judge agreed to dismiss 11 of those in January. His colleagues who administered the medications weren't criminally charged, but the hospital system said it did fire 23 nurses, pharmacists, and managers after its internal investigation and referred various employees to their respective state boards for possible disciplinary action. Mount Carmel is also reaching settlements, more than $16.7 million, over the deaths of at least 17 patients, with more lawsuits pending. One patient, 82-year-old Melissa Penix, was given 2,000 micrograms of fentanyl and died a few minutes later. Dr. John Schwieg of Tampa Bay General Hospital said that Penix was not terminal, nor was continuing medical care futile. They said she didn't deserve to die the way she did. So, you know, some people are wondering, you know, okay, wow, how did he get away with it? Others are wondering, well, wait a second. So if I'm in pain, are doctors going to be afraid to give me medication? Are nurses going to be afraid? Are pharmacists going to be afraid? These cases do instill fear in the healthcare community to avoid heavy narcotics. Now, thank God I've never been in pain requiring that. I have had surgery, and I'm very grateful for getting fentanyl during surgery. Didn't really feel much of it coming out, but, you know, and I'm very fortunate I was able to get through my hysterectomy not having pain. But if, God forbid, I had cancer, God forbid I had a serious condition where I was in pain, I would want pain control. And one of the reasons why we see suicide rates up, and which is a topic that people don't talk about, is many of these people might be in pain. And if they can't get relief, they feel they have only one option. And so it's a real fine balance between monitoring medical providers to make sure they aren't hurting a patient to, you know, allowing there to be a medical landscape for doctors to help patients who want pain control. And so, you know, obviously the jury found that one witness to be pretty compelling. And, I mean, considering what the prosecution had brought up, I mean, I wish I could have, you know, been there to watch that case. But, you know, doctors, including myself, are prescribing less pain medication. I work for a company where you just don't. But we don't manage that sort of acute care. If I feel somebody needs pain control because they broke something, I'm sending them to the urgent care ER if I think they broke something. But we, you know, when you do telemedicine, you're doing very, you know, limited scope of things. But, I mean, when I practiced, if somebody was in pain, somebody broke an arm, somebody, you know, was having spinal stenosis, I would offer them some relief, and then I would get them in with a specialist. Nowadays, so many doctors are afraid of going to jail that they're like, I don't do that. So where do patients go? 1-877-DR-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's about flipping time, but it looks like we might be finally getting a new COVID vaccine by this fall. In fact, both Pfizer and Moderna have suggested that they will have their new shot this fall, almost 3 years from when the virus possibly leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, circulated China, made its way to America by November, December, which many of us believe. Almost 3 years to the day, we might have a new vaccine because we have been using a vaccine that was created for the old wild-type virus that is almost 3 years old. So that is why I say it's about flipping time. Pfizer Chief Executive Albert Bourla said yesterday that the company could possibly develop a new vaccine that protects against the Omicron variant as well as older forms of COVID-19 by autumn. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Moderna, and AP News has announced that they have made an additional step towards updating COVID shots for the fall. I'm very frustrated and cynical about all this because when they talked to us about the mRNA technology, and I conveyed that to you guys, saying, look, well, this technology is fascinating because they could fine-tune it to the variants. We have an alpha variant coming out of the UK. We have a beta variant coming out of South Africa. You know, then we have the Delta variant from India, the Lambda and a variant from Peru. So now these variants that are starting to, you know, circulate, we will be able to fine-tune the vaccine. Didn't happen. And so here we are going on our fourth shot of a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and people are asking, when is it going to be updated? So according to Moderna, they believe they might have it in the fall. They are going to combine their original vaccine with protection against the Omicron variant. Yesterday, they reported, according to AP News, a preliminary hint that such an approach might work, which is frustrating to me because it's already flipping April. Why haven't they been working on this since 2020? We had Alpha in 2020. There was Beta. Then we had Delta. Then we had Omicron. And only now they're like, we think we could do this. I'm sorry, this should have been done since day one. I'm a little frustrated, but, you know. So today's COVID-19 vaccines are all based on the original version of the coronavirus, an almost three-year-old virus. The virus continues to mutate. Before Omicron came along, Moderna was studying a combination shot that added protection against Beta. Why didn't we get the vaccine? I don't know. Is it because we bought so much of the other vaccine that they had to use it? Is it because the other vaccine worked so well that there really wasn't a push? The problem is now that we're seeing immunity wane, it's like, you know, somebody getting a three-year-old flu shot. We need the updated version. Now, I know some of you are thinking, wait a second, Beta? The Beta variant, how is that even relevant? Well, it is. And the reason why the Beta variant is relevant, even though I don't think we have cases of that anymore, is because remember I told you guys that there are spike mutations that are pretty common. We've seen from the beginning of the whole variant saga. So like the N501Y, the E484K, what else? K417N. These are spike protein mutations in the spike protein of the Beta variant. We're also seeing them in Omicron. We're seeing them in all, I mean, the virus mutated fairly quickly, unless that was another leak. Nobody ever gave us clarity on that. So that means as of 2020, we were already aware of the spike protein mutations. Now, mind you, they were doing full speed ahead, Operation Warp Speed, to get the first vaccine out, but that's okay. We already knew the variants. Let's, for the year 2021, work on the new one. Well, I think everybody was so busy working on pushing out and getting more and more of the first vaccine that they were like, you know what, let's watch and wait. Meanwhile, now you have booster hesitancy, and we have breakthrough cases, and now you have a lot of people who are very disinterested in the vaccine. They really could have handled this differently. Guys, we have one for this year. We're already working on next year's. Use what you got. We're going to work on next year's, get that approved, and then we are going to hopefully have a yearly one. And I get it. With the new science, it takes a while. But, I mean, when we're told, okay, get a fourth shot of something whose immunity could wane in a couple months, people aren't that as excited about it. Now, some people are, and I'm still recommending people who are immunocompromised or older to get it. But the rest of the population is like, I don't want it. So, Moderna is studying a combination shot that added protection against an earlier variant called Beta. On Tuesday, the company said people given the Beta original vaccine combination produced more antibodies capable of fighting several variants, including Omicron. Well, again, it's because of those key spike mutations. Now, I would, though, be ahead of the curve. We can't be three steps behind. If we have combo Omicron, remember they tried to call it Frankenstein, which is completely stupid, but if you have now a variant where you have Omicron and the baby Omicron in a combo one called XE, if you now have sub-variants of baby Omicron called grandbaby Omicron, where now you have the BA2.11, 2.12, I would think if they are in the R&D stage, they include spike protein mutations for those as well. But there are common spike protein mutations. These N501Y, the E484K, and then I always have to look up that last one, the K417N. Those are crucial to making sure we have protection against. So they said that the antibody increase was modest. Moderna's goal is to produce a combination shot that specifically targets Omicron. They say these results really give us hope. The next step will work even better. That's according to Dr. Jacqueline Miller, a Moderna vice president. So where we're at right now appears to be still way off from a new shot. But it sounds like the companies are, quote-unquote, on it. They're working on it. I really would have suggested them work on this a little earlier, but I get it. If they had to, you know, churn out a whole bunch of extra, and you know, or maybe they had some failures with the other ones. I don't know. I don't know why it's taking so long. But the problem we have is COVID will make variants, will undergo recombination events. Hopefully it gets weaker and weaker and weaker, but just in case it doesn't, we having a robust vaccination program, non-mandated, but available to those who want it, those of, having medications that we could use to fight it is paramount. Will these medications fight the variants? We're being told they will, but I hope somebody is already, you know, being ahead of the curve and updating the Paxlovid or the Molnupiravir. Paxlovid, people are still saying they can't get it. There's still this global lag where people are having trouble getting it. It stinks. There was so much buildup. We've been talking about the medications for a while now, and it's, you know, it's hard to get. It's so, you know, but we're going to get there. I wish it would be faster. We were promised it would be faster. We were promised this type of science, which is very new, made it easier than what we could do with the flu shot and the killed, inactivated version of the virus. And we convinced many people that the mRNA was the best way to go and this technology was the best. You're going to lose people if you don't, you know, make good on that promise that you could fine-tune, tweak it. And as I said, I am on the side of public health. But my side of public health is public officials not screwing it up, public officials not taking unnecessary, you know, liberties that they should not be doing. People cried wolf, the boy who cried wolf. You know, I want a good public health sort of campaign such that when the poop really hits the fan, when the CDC says something, you're like, well, okay, we got you. We believe you. Thank you for the direction. Right now, people disrespect. They don't trust the government anymore. They think it's all adulterated with profits and control. That God forbid we get something big, another something big coming around the bend, people are going to be like, I'm done. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders today in the annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war in Ukraine rages on. In attendance will be Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders. The commander of the last Ukrainian force in Mariupol pleaded Wednesday with world leaders to help, saying that their end is near. The 36th Separate Marine Brigade, Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol, resisted earlier demands to surrender and had held out despite being vastly outnumbered 10-1. The Star Wars franchise Mandalorian has lost one of its actors.
Victory through combat is impossible. We will be captured. The child will be lost. Sadly, there is no scenario where the child is saved in which I survive.
51-year-old Rio Hackford, the voice behind the droid bounty hunter, passed away last week in Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News. USFL football starts week two on Friday afternoon and runs through the weekend. More than half of the American states are sending a strong message to President Biden and his administration.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Membership includes border states like Texas and Arizona, but also includes states that are far away from Mexico, such as Montana and North Dakota. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, when you're close to the border, you have maybe a different opinion than people who live in states not so close to the border. And I think everybody seems to have an opinion, and not everybody's opinion might be in sync. But there are many people that are looking at the border. They're seeing what's going on around the world, going, okay, we need to do a better job. All right, pass the salt. You have other people saying, we need to let everybody in. It's going to help, and that's the country we are, and, you know, let's go with whatever Biden wants to do. Then you have people who live, you know, among those, you know, on the border states, say, look, you know, we have private property, we have, you know, people in jeopardy, there's, you know, possible criminal elements hiding wolf in sheep's clothing with these migrants who are seeking refuge. We need to come up with a better system. And a lot of the border states are starting to get a little nervous, especially as the Title 42 CDC health initiative, you know, preventing people coming from another country that could bring infectious disease into America, ends up sunsetting. And as I've said before, if we are trying to move away from COVID, saying we're going to live with it, so, we're trying to ease up on restrictions and mandates, I think there are plenty of other health initiatives you could include in Title 42, including drug overdoses because of drugs coming across the border, multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, and some of the other infectious diseases that could come in. So I think there's a bunch of other, if Title 42 can't be extended because of COVID per se, I think there's other things they could use for that if they had to. And it's sad that a public health order has to be the crux of some sort of immigration control. That shows how faulty our system is. Title 42 should have just been icing on the cake to already a very robust, you know, rigorous, but very well choreographed immigration process. But no, apparently Title 42 is grabbing at straws for an overwhelmed border security and an inept policy towards, you know, how we're going to handle immigrants coming illegal and legally. So a group of 26 Republican governors are now launching a multi-state partnership. So this is more than half of the states of the United States launching a multi-state partnership to secure the southern border as the number of migrants being detained and appearing at the border continues to increase. People are expecting this to soar after Title 42 sunsets, I think, what is it, May 23rd? The American Governor's Border Strike Force is what it's called. It is going to target cartels, criminal groups, by increasing collaboration, improving intelligence, combating human smuggling, stopping drug flow among each of the participating states, according to a group memorandum. Now, you would think California would be on board, but they're not. President Biden, according to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, said President Biden has failed to secure the border. It has deteriorated into a war zone that is threatening all of our communities. South Dakota has sent the National Guard to the border. Republican governors are launching a border strike force to secure our communities and partner together to protect our people. Now, this initiative is modeled after the Arizona Border Strike Force launched by Governor Doug Ducey in 2015. That program resulted in the seizure of 800 pounds of heroin, 985 pounds of fentanyl, among other drug seizures. He said in a statement, what we're doing in Arizona works, but this is not just an Arizona issue, it's a national issue. If our entire southern border isn't secure, our nation isn't secure. As dangerous transnational criminal organizations continue to profit from holes in the border and fill our communities with drugs, it's no coincidence that we're seeing historic levels of opioid-related deaths. As I said, you know, we as physicians have been cutting back our narcotic prescribing drastically since news broke in 2016 that we have an opioid epidemic. Then why are opioid deaths rising? Because it's not from the doctor's Lortab prescription. They are getting fentanyl and heroin, you know, over the border. Even China is sending carfentanyl and other sorts of people that can be getting this stuff from China. It's under the guise of a chemical, that somebody could be doing a chemical experiment with it, and they could be using it as a narcotic. So the other states involved include Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, you know, President Biden might, we're hearing some rumors, he might consider extending Title 42, but honestly, we're just kicking the can down the road. There needs to be, and as a physician, this is very frustrating for me, there has to be a better way to prevent, you know, people trekking through the summer heat, which is going to happen, trekking through desert, trying to get across a river, being assaulted along the way, trafficked along the way, not having medical care, and then just showing up and then sadly just, you know, when you go through an immigration process. So my family, and this is why I appreciate us having an immigration process, is my father's family, they had to become citizens. They had to learn the language. They had to learn U.S. history. They had to pass a test. And they went through that process. And when they did, it allowed them to get jobs. You know, when we offer citizenship, we help enable them to get jobs. And it's a, instead it's, okay, just if you get through, if we vet you and we don't think, you know, you have a criminal element, we're just going to dump you to another city and you're on your own. Well, how is that a policy? Oh, we're going to give you an ankle bracelet or a phone so you come to your hearing. But if we don't find you, we don't find you. That's not the safest system. And then if people feel like they have to hide, they're not going to seek medical care when they need to. They might not use the public school system and education. How does that help us as a society? And the big thing that nobody's talking about is how many criminal elements will hold a family hostage and send one family member to the United States to do their work. And that person has a clean record. That person is basically hostage to whoever's holding their family hostage, and they know that they can't go to America for help. Say, look, my family's being held at gunpoint. My family, you know, in their home could be killed at any moment if I don't do. There's no recourse. So all that person can do is get through the vetting because they have a completely clear background, and then now they're there for either the Taliban, for the cartel, for whomever. Russia. So, and our employees and our Border Patrol are overwhelmed. People have amazing work ethic and they're trying hardest, but for those people who are exhausted and they're waiting to clock out, somebody's like, yeah, you know, looks like he's good. No criminal record, nothing that we could find, not that we have access to all international records. Now, you're through. All right, when do we clock out? We're missing a lot of sad, populations that might be, you know, invading. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you.
Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. While some of us are watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard drama with that trial, and boy, was that a marriage not made in heaven, we're also keeping an eye on some of the other drama that sadly is going on around the world. And we are being told that China's top military general, China, is telling Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin that Taiwan is part of China and warns relations could crumble. This was in a phone call, according to Daily Mail. Biden is meeting with the Secretary of Defense, Deputy Secretary of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the combatant commanders today to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict. I would have thought that meeting would have happened about 50 days ago, but they're meeting now. So, you know what, just... they say he's going to meet with them. I thought he met with them already, like a month and a half ago. I mean, maybe this is a subsequent meeting. But apparently this made headlines that he and the First Lady are hosting military leaders and their spouses. I think that's lovely, but I wasn't there anything going on in the Situation Room when all this started, because this possibly could turn to World War III, and, I don't know. But they are having a nice little get-together. Maybe it's a tea. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin did hold, though, a rare phone call with a Chinese counterpart who warned him that Taiwan is part of China. And we've been watching China before we watched Russia. And so we were expecting China might make a move. And as we discussed yesterday, there was a false alarm sent by Taiwanese TV outlets saying that they are being attacked by China. And this was them getting ready for a readiness drill, but accidentally it went out to the public. And so everybody thought that they were under attack. Now China wants Taiwan media punished for this. So sadly, that might be actually escalating things. So Taiwan, according to Chinese Defense Minister Wei Fing, said it is part of China and no one can change that. As you know, China feels that they own Taiwan. Taiwan feels they're an independent country. He said if the Taiwan issue were not handled properly, it would have a damaging impact on our relations. He expounded his solemn position on the Taiwan issue and stressed that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. It is a fact and reality that no one can change. Now, this call comes as the U.S. has repeatedly urged China not to provide military support to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has fired off a diplomatic letter to Washington urging the U.S. to stop arming Ukraine. Because we're arming Ukraine. We have a nice package, another $800 million package going to Ukraine. And Moscow is, Russia is getting hit pretty hard. Ukrainians are holding their own, although sadly, we don't know how much longer they can hold up in Mariupol. So, I keep saying this, and I do not want to be a pessimist, but when you follow what happened with World War II, you see some very eerie similarities, where the part of Germany is currently being played by Russia, the part of Hitler being played by Putin, and then the part of Japan may be played by China, where China wishes to expand. And so Taiwan seems to be their first target. Maybe be their only target, maybe they'll change their mind. But the fact that this keeps on coming up is obviously one of the most reddest red flags. Pentagon spokesperson told Daily Mail that Austin requested the call as a follow-up to the March 18th call between President Biden and Xi Jinping and March 14th meeting between NSA Jake Sullivan and PRC Politburo member Yang Jiechi in Rome. The secretary stressed that the United States remains committed to our One China policy as enumerated in the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint communiques, and the six assurances. According to a readout by the Pentagon spokesperson, Admiral John Kirby, Secretary Austin and General Weed discussed the defense relations, regional security issues, and Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. So the take-home message was, don't interfere with us in Taiwan. China and Russia has declared a no-limits partnership and a joint statement issued at the start of the Olympics in February, following a meeting between them two. And then that came days before the invasion. We knew something was up. You know, we expected China to act first, but with the Beijing Olympics, we felt, well, they couldn't. Obviously, because the Olympics, they were going to have to wait. And then they've had their own issues because of COVID and having to close down Shanghai and all that. Plus, they are being affected by the Russian-Ukraine war. So, sadly, this can very easily parallel what happened, you know, 80 years ago, and we don't want it to. But don't worry, we got Biden on the case. They are hosting the military chiefs and their spouses. I'm not sure what's going to be served for a meal, but sadly, Ukraine's asking for help. Russia, we're being told, has added 17 battalion groups in Ukraine since the last week, as we knew they were going to leave Kyiv, which was a failed attempt to try to take the capital, and move towards east and south Ukraine. Apparently, Zelensky says Ukrainian forces do not have enough serious and heavy weapons to defeat Russia and Mariupol. Mariupol, we're being told, might not last more than a few more days. He outlined two potential ways to have the standoff in the city. First, it involves serious and heavy weapons. At the moment, we don't have enough of these weapons to free Mariupol. The second path is diplomatic. So far, Russia has not agreed to this. Yeah, I believe the UN has asked Russia to do a ceasefire. Again, you know, the big question is, where is the UN? Why isn't the UN getting these people out of Mariupol? Well, they've asked for a ceasefire. I think they said pretty please. And it's not happening. He said, we don't know when we can unblock Mariupol. And I say this openly, that all the boys in Mariupol want our victory. They want a free city. None of them are going to surrender to the enemy. This is their internal feeling. This is what they are. There are a few thousand Ukrainian civilians who fled the besieged city, but I believe they think there are still over 100,000 people still there. U.S. is unveiling a new round of sanctions targeting Russia. I think somebody asked Admiral Kirby, you know, why didn't we hit them hard with everything? And he was like, we need certain tools for different aspects of the fight. And if we unloaded everything, then we wouldn't, you know, obviously, you know, be able to escalate. The problem is for 50 days we've been doing sanctions. And we still have people slaughtered. UN Secretary General requests meetings with Putin and Zelensky separately. I think Vladimir Zelensky has been doing meeting after meeting after meeting. He's been doing public pleas. I think he was even on the Grammys. I just think he needs help, and he needs help fast. European Council President did visit Ukraine, said there are no words to explain what I feel. I'm glad people are seeing it for themselves, but I mean, they need help. Ukraine's finance ministry has estimated it's going to need at least $5 billion a month in financial assistance to keep the country's economy functioning. That's how we're all involved already. I know we don't want to go to war. We don't want any of our soldiers to die. I get that. You know, but we're already dragged in. They say U.S. Secretary Yellen, Treasury Secretary, and other finance ministers walked out of a G20 meeting with Russia. There was a closed-door G20 session in Washington. When the Russian delegate began their remarks, they walked out. I mean, that was nice, but again, they need more. As I said, Ukraine estimates they're going to need $5 billion per month to keep the economy functioning. Howitzer ammo has arrived in Europe for Ukraine. It's great. Germany is going to phase out Russian oil imports, according to CNN, by the end of the year. It's about time. And U.S. has been notified that Russia did do a missile test. They knew it was going to happen, but Russia is now trying to show off their, you know what, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.